Welcome back to Bring On the Weird.
Yeah, that's me. You're Will.
That's me. Hey, what's your favorite cartoon? Now or when you were a kid? Either way, doesn't matter.
Well, now I like Bob's Burgers.
And Ben 10.
I no, my son likes Ben 10.
Do you like the new Turtles?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's junk.
As a kid, one of my favorites was, well, I had two. I liked Dexter's Laboratory, and I liked Johnny Bravo.
Ooh.
I loved them.
Johnny Bravo. There's some stuff going on with Johnny Bravo.
Really?
Did you see the one with the crossover with Scooby-Doo? That's freaking goofy.
I did see that. I did. Fred, he said, Daphne, you are not going with that hunky Johnny Bravo.
Mm-mm.
Not a chance. You're coming with me.
He's like, eyebrow raise, wink, wink. We're going to the basement.
What is this episode about?
Today, we're going to talk about weird messages and your favorite cartoons.
Whoa!
How'd you feel about Rocko's Modern Life?
You know, I didn't watch it that much. I was a shelter child. To watch much. My parents did not allow me to watch
Modern Life
much.
Was like, well, you're okay on missing Rocko. It was like, I think it was post Ren and Stimpy, and Ren and Stimpy was rough, and they just got more and more rough.
Yeah, I was not. I could not watch that either. I wasn't allowed.
It got bad, and I've been noticing here lately that because we watched SpongeBob for so many seasons, and then we stopped watching it. I don't know because we. Kids grew a little older, and we kind of lost interest in that, got interest in other stuff. But, like, we just watched one that was one of the newer seasons, and I'm like, what is even happening? What? Patrick goes to SpongeBob's door, and Plankton is controlling Patrick, but since Patrick's so stupid, Plankton can't even control Patrick. He wanted SpongeBob to get on this bus, and when SpongeBob opened the door, Patrick just opens his mouth, and drool starts coming out, but then it turns into a stream, then a river of drool, and this goes on for like 2 or 3 minutes. Like, I'm pretty sure my brain is melting out of my ears right now. Because it's, what the hell happened to SpongeBob?
I'll tell you, cartoons are not what they used to be. They are weird as hell now. Weird. Like, my kids watch this show called Gumball.
Oh my god.
And there's like a talking balloon, like a banana bouncing around. One of them's a fish, and one of them's a cat.
And the backgrounds are like realistic. They're not animated backgrounds. They're something. Like they took a picture of the house, of a studio house or something, and then just started putting animation on top of it. Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm having a Hop Devil by Victory Brewing. How about you?
Good old Genesee. Today's subject is mostly fun. It's cartoons. We're not going to talk about cartoons that try to be the literal message of the cartoon is whatever. Like, do you remember Aeon Flux?
No.
Or Heavy Metal?
I do remember that slightly.
Those were like, they were meant to be what they were. But we're going to talk about cartoons that the animators or somebody, things happened that it didn't look like it was supposed to happen.
It's like they tried to hide messages.
Yeah, and we found out about it.
Well, some of them, they didn't even try to hide. It was like messages that only the adults would get, and the kids had no clue it was there, or didn't understand it.
Like this one picture on Rocko's Modern Life, 101 hotline. Remember, be hot, be naughty, be courteous. It's a note taped to a wall behind Rocko while he's answering a phone.
What? Is he working a sex line?
I'm pretty sure that's what it's supposed to be.
If I remember correctly, he did not have the voice for that. I mean, you gotta have a certain voice for that, right?
His was not deep.
It wasn't very good.
His was not central.
No. Wow, that's weird. And it was a kid's cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. Good old Nicktoons.
Wow, that is weird. Yeah. I came across another weird one. I don't know if we want to go here just yet, but the one of the Lion King ones.
Oh.
So.
Sure.
Simba, I don't know if he's like, I don't know what point of the movie this was. It's been a while since I saw it, but he flops down on this cliff or this overhang, and I don't know if it's dust or fireflies that fly up. And if you take it, you know, you look at one of the frames,
yeah,
they spell out the word sex.
What?
Yeah. And I did a little bit of digging on this, and the creator tried to say that, oh no, it says SFX for, as a nod to their special effects crew.
I trust that guy.
Now, if you see this, it is clearly an E. That says sex.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And, you know, we'll post this on our Instagram and Twitter and stuff so you guys can see this. It's clearly sex.
Oh, yeah.
That is weird. That's not even the Lion King one, you know?
It's not even, oh.
That's not right. The only Lion King weird thing.
What else you got in Lion King?
Well, if you look at the Lion King poster, oh, where did I have this at? The poster for the Lion King shows, I guess it's, what is it, Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa, or whatever, walking, and then it shows, like, they're real low at the bottom, and then up in the sky, it's the clouds sort of mimicking Mufasa's face, as if, like, he's an angel looking down on Simba.
Okay.
So somebody decided to trace some of the lines, and it looks like a woman in a thong with her back to you with her arms up. It clearly looks like this. It's very clear. And then once you see that rendition,
can't unsee it.
You'll never unsee it, because now every time I see that, that's all I see.
This person liked big butts and he cannot lie.
Which person?
The person who did the Lion King thing.
It's very possible.
Those are not happy little clouds.
More like the people on the ground are happy. Yeah. There's so many of these weird things in cartoons, man. And a lot of it is Disney and Pixar.
That's what's scary.
Which I'm pretty sure Disney and Pixar are the same company now.
Yeah, I think Disney bought Pixar.
Or DreamWorks.
No, I don't. I think DreamWorks is his own thing. Because I don't think... I think Shrek is under DreamWorks, right?
Well, they're... Weird things in Shrek, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this one with Lilo and Stitch?
No, what is that?
That one is... There's a scene where... You know, I really didn't know, because I didn't really get into this movie so much, but after I read this, I did not know. I thought that was her mom, but it's her older sister.
Yeah, I knew that.
This I didn't know. But they're laying in bed.
This I did not know. Proceed.
For some reason, they're sitting on the bed discussing whatever, and for some reason there's a whole bunch of pictures on the wall behind them with pictures of butts. It looks like just...
What?
It's not naked butts, but it's just...
Oh my god, I'm looking at it now. What in the hell is that?
Yeah, this voyeurism pictures of half-dressed people?
If I... remember correctly, is that, I don't know what her name was, is Lilo the girl and Stitch is the alien?
Yeah.
Is this that, her room?
That I do know. Is it Lilo's room? Oh, looks like it could be. I don't know.
Either way, that's weird. Like, why, it's a kid's movie. Why would that person have?
Right.
I'm an adult and I don't have pictures all over my wall of butts. Do you?
No. No. And
we're adults.
No. Why would I have pictures of butts on my wall?
You didn't get that one I sent you? Of me?
We're not going to talk about that.
You're just keeping that for yourself?
Yes. We can't share that with anybody.
Oh.
You didn't hear that? Huh? That didn't happen.
No. Edit that out. Edit. Edit. Cut. Snippet. Well, here's another weird one. It's called Flash Them Lights. And this is a Pixar movie. It's Cars. It shows two, I don't know if he just won a race or what, but it shows two female cars. They're females because of their voice. You can't tell because, but right. They get up to them and then they flash their high beams.
Oh.
Now, I mean, what else? What could that mean?
That can't mean anything else.
Other than
flashing.
Right. They were cheering them on, and then they flashed their high beams.
With their tops off. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. This is some weird stuff, man. They put in these cartoons. I don't know if it's, like, to try to get the adults to, like, pay attention to and not just go to the movies. The kids watch. The parents fall asleep.
You want to... There's a couple other ones that are pretty weird. Oh. And the 101 Dalmatians. There's a scene where the mom dog and the dad dog are just laying on a carpet watching TV. And in this scene, according to this picture, I didn't actually look this up, but, I mean, I guess somebody could have put a couple more dots in there, but it is blatantly a swastika on the back of the mom dog. And the dots are just shaped in a swastika.
Wow. Let me see this. Wow. That is very blatant.
I don't know how long that scene lasts, but according to this, there it is.
Wait, are they watching Ren 10-10 TV? Is that...
Like an animated version of Ren 10-10. When did 101 Dalmatians come out, though?
Hang on. Ren 10-10 was a German shepherd.
There's a whole lot of things coming together here.
I just put that together. I just did it in my brain. And look, they even got the kids watching.
German ancestors.
I don't see any what SS movie? Logos.
When did that come out? 1961 is when the movie first came out. So that was, yeah, I could see the, I don't know why it would be on the dog, though, but the world was still pretty bitter about stuff that happened.
Well, this is a Disney movie, right?
Yes.
And it's rumored that Walt Disney was a, I don't know if he was a fan of the Nazis, but I think he agreed with their idealism.
Oh, no. You're going to ruin my childhood. Don't do it.
Look, in the same picture, the dog at the very front looking at the TV, he's got a horseshoe on his back and dots. Does that mean Nazis are lucky? Look at
this.
We're
pulling too much. We're pulling it together too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a genius. I just figured it out. It means good luck to the Nazis.
Well, we're going to hell.
No, we didn't make this movie.
Oh, we're just putting the facts together?
Yeah. We're just saying, look, don't let your kids watch this. Or do. It's up to you. They're not going to notice that. That's why they put it in these movies.
So it's a subliminal message. They're going to correlate all these symbols.
Yeah. I heard a theory, and I can't remember. Maybe you can just look up Disney, you know, the people listening, like Disney mind control in their movies or whatever. But there's something in the movies, you know, the mom always dies. The mom or the parents always die. Bambi, Frozen, I mean, you name it. Even Toy Story, which was Pixar, right?
Yeah.
The dad wasn't there. The dad never showed up. And it releases a response in the kids. I wish I remembered this. I really wish I did. But it somehow triggers an emotion in the kids that makes them more susceptible to whatever they see next, which is their movie. Because Bambi's mom dies early.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The
so
Frozen parents
die
early.
You immediately have your emotional, you immediately have that emotional release.
Yeah.
And then you're totally susceptible. Damn
it. Then you're more susceptible.
Those cunning bastards.
Actually, I can tell you right now where I heard that is on the Hysteria 51 podcast. They did an episode on, I don't know if it was Disney or if they did, I don't think they did a cartoon one that said that, but they did a Disney one, I'm pretty sure that did. And when I heard that, I said, oh my God.
We need to dive deep into Disney. There's a whole bunch of stuff there.
Yeah.
That's not on this podcast, though. Not on this show.
This would be 3 hours long. But, I came home, and my daughter was singing Let It Go, and I said, no. I took the disc. I snapped the disc. I lit it on fire. I threw it out in the front yard. The neighbor was like, what is that guy doing? He's out there in a loincloth chanting. He's got a bonfire out in his front yard. He's got a Simba doll out there. It's a huge fire. And I said, not my kids. Not today, Mr.
Disney cult. Go.
Yeah. Not happening, Mr. Disney.
That's fine. You'll just have to buy into the digital one.
Nope. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just kidding. I did not do that. In case it was not clear, I would not do that.
But your neighbor would.
Yeah. He actually did. He came into my house. He took the Frozen disc.
Your loincloth.
Yeah. And he was dancing in my front yard with a bonfire. It's really weird because he looks just like me. It was not me. I wasn't home. I was out of town. I caught it on my Ring doorbell. Ring, you can sponsor this.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we could even do an ad ourselves.
Yeah, we're really good. I don't know if you heard my acting. Should we take a break so they can hear it?
Oh, actually, yeah. That's a very good segue into that. Let's go ahead and do that.
Perfect.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back. Are you there? I'm here.
I'm here as well.
Oh, good. I don't want to be by myself.
Never, buddy. I'm always here with you. So what else do we have?
I don't know. There's a couple that I found that, they get deep. You got any other short ones?
Actually, I do. I have, it's a picture. Like we said, we're going to post these pictures, so.
Yeah.
There's a episode of DuckTales where Uncle Scrooge is visiting the doctor. He's sitting on the bed. The doctor walks in. He's walking in the door. In the back corner of the room, there's a poster, like an eye poster, you know, where it's E, and then you got the little bit smaller letters, even smaller. Well, this one is an A at the top.
Okay.
And a SKA underneath. I'm not going to spell it all out, but it says, ask about the Illuminati.
What?
No, I'm not lying.
In DuckTales. That wasn't necessarily my favorite cartoon, but it was pretty high up on the list. Plus all the freaking spinoffs. And
there's a ton. They even have a new one. They even have I don't know if it's new, but they have a newer one.
Yeah, the new, I found it. The new DuckTales.
Is it DuckTales? Or it just has the three little boys, right? Or I say boys, but I guess boys can be ducks as well, right?
Yes. We're going to go with yes today.
Whatever they identify as. I mean,
it's a new DuckTales. Yeah, that is. I wish I could see the very bottom line. It's so fuzzy. You can't see the very bottom. There's something else.
Enhance. Oh, I see what it says. It says, follow Bring On The Weird at all social medias. It says that right at the bottom.
How did they know?
I don't know.
This was 20 years ago.
They knew that we were going to be huge.
Finally, somebody thinks we are. Knows
Twitter,
we are.
Instagram, Facebook, email us at bringontheweird@gmail.com.
That's all in the eye chart.
It's all right there. Actually, I don't know what it says, guys, but
that's the whole bottom line.
It does say ask about Illuminati. And then you want another quick one?
Yeah, because we're gonna dive deep here soon.
Well, I got two more quick ones.
All right.
So Justice League, it was a DC animated show, and it shows the Flash talking to
Hawkgirl.
Is it Hawkgirl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he says, fastest man alive. And she goes, which might explain why you can't get a date.
Ooh, burn.
It just shows him giving her a nasty look. I mean, if... That is adult-oriented, if I ever heard one.
Yeah. You can't... I don't know how else you could...
I mean, fastest man alive, like... But. I mean, come on. I don't even... We can't even...
No.
Yeah, that... That's
blatant.
It's meant for adults.
That's blatant.
I mean, DC is known for being the darker side of comics. Like, the more, I guess, grown-up side.
Especially their cartoons. The cartoon movies. Have you watched some of those?
I haven't... You know what? I don't know.
Flashpoint was dark. And, Suicide Squad. I mean, it's called Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
The story is really cool. The whole story is Amanda Waller takes they're not even former villains. She takes the villains that are locked up in, like, super maximum security, puts bombs in their necks, and sends them out on these missions. Essentially, suicide missions. But then... everybody gets hurt. And in the beginning of that movie, actually, one of the people were like, yeah, I'm going to call bullshit on that. There's no bombs in my neck. I'm leaving. See ya. Blew up the animated character's head.
It sounds like that, damn, what was that story? Remember it was fairly recent,
Saw.
I think. Huh?
Saw?
No, not a movie. this was true, where, like, the guy got kidnapped, they wanted him to rob a bank and then go to McDonald's and drop it off. They put a bomb collar on him.
What?
You don't remember this?
No.
I say fairly recent, but maybe 90s, early 2000s.
How old are you? Fairly recent.
90. When I say 90s, I mean late 90s. I'm 32, but I look 19.
Yes.
No, come on. Don't lie to people.
From 2019. You look like you're from 2019.
I look like I'm from 1919.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure you do. That's not what you want.
It's not what I want, but that's what I was given, and I just had to deal with it.
Benjamin Button, is that you?
No, because he got younger as he got older. Getting old way too fast.
Oh.
I saw my ID picture from work, and mind you, I've worked there for 8 minutes. Year. No. 8 years. And when I started there, I was gorgeous. Why are you laughing?
Because that was a giggle of agreement.
Oh. And now I put on like 30 pounds, 40 pounds, and I look like an old man. I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, this place is making me old. Like,
if they want you to keep working there, they're going to have to find the fountain of youth.
Yeah, I don't think it's there, though.
It's not there. You know where it's at.
Where?
Florida. Inside the Disney compound.
In the bottom of the sea.
Is that where we're going? We're going to the bottom of the sea now?
Actually.
You got it. Here we go.
No, I do have one more quick one.
Oh, okay.
In Batman Beyond, which that's a TV show, I believe.
Yeah, Terry McGinnis. Ooh, he was a good one.
Yeah. So, it says, this is on thegamer.com.
Okay.
It says, this was in full flow in the episode Gollum? Where the both brash and arrogant character of Nash offers his girlfriend Bobby a ride. As Nash is known to be obnoxious, Bobby fairly assumes he's boasting about his sweet car. However, Nash very quickly quips he was never talking about riding a car. It was meant to be a funny adult reference, yet it was too noticeable to ignore.
No, you can't ignore that. That is, they're not even trying to hide those. The one with the Flash and Hawkgirl and then this guy.
You know what the problem is? You turn these cartoons on for your kids, and then you go wash dishes, you go mow the lawn, whatever. And then next thing you know, you come inside, and they're like, Daddy, you're too fast for Mommy. Or like, hey, you want to go for a ride? Not my car. And I'm like, whoa, what is going on? It's these cartoons.
It's sad that you're going to have to set them down in front of those random YouTube videos of random people playing games for quality content.
Yeah. I mean, some of those guys, they're pretty good. They're funny.
Well, quality content.
But I tell my son, I'm like, why do you want to watch somebody play, like, you want to watch someone play the game when you have the game, but you'd rather watch somebody do it?
This blows my mind, too. I cannot. No, I want to play it. I don't want to watch somebody else play it.
Like, I want to watch somebody who is way better at me than the game.
No.
No, because
I don't want to play the game after that.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings. And I'm like, oh, man, I suck. I don't want to do this. And then you know what I do? I pick up my Xbox. I throw it out the door. I light it on fire with Simba and, you know, all the other Lion King merchandise, and I'm out there dancing like crazy.
Meanwhile, your son is watching that guy play games.
Yeah, but I'm actually out of town. That's my neighbor doing all that.
Your Nest tells a different story. Nest?
What's that? That's a ring.
Ring's not Nest.
Nest, you can actually, you know, if you want to, sponsor this.
All the sponsors.
All of them.
Could all the sponsors sponsor the one thing? Then it would be like 30 minutes of ads.
That would suck. Who would listen to that?
We have to do it the right way. There would be some serious improv.
I think the only person who could do that is Joe Rogan, because his podcasts are 4 hours long.
Just straight 30 minutes of ads.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you got 3 hours of content, but anyway. Cartoons about them.
Well, we were going under the sea. You want to go under the sea?
Yeah, let me get my scuba tank.
Under the sea.
All right. We're under the sea.
Did you get all
Quick,
that?
Put on your air helmet so we can hear you.
My hair helmet?
Air.
Oh. I don't have any hair now. I don't need a hair helmet.
You got more hair on your face.
Do I need a different helmet for my face?
No.
Oh.
That's hair, not air.
So the Little Mermaid, she is so excited for those land people, right?
That's racist, dude.
What?
Those land people? You can't say that.
There is some racial stuff going on, but I can say land people. I'm one of them land people.
Ooh, true.
You can say it. You're a land people.
Sweet. All right, let's go with it then.
We are the land people. Listen to us pave roads. That's not what I'm talking about. Ariel is in for one terrifying wedding night when she realizes that Prince Eric isn't planning to fertilize her eggs externally. But all in all, this beloved tale is a relatively tame affair. I wonder if that's what she was thinking. So she's going to have his babies, but then he's going to release his seed externally. Or is she going to release his eggs? No. That's not really what's happening here. What's happening is...
Doesn't she have legs at this point?
Well, oh, not but, when
I mean,
was...
She lived her whole life... Her whole life as a fish. She doesn't understand...
She was just stalking Prince Eric from a distance.
She doesn't understand what us land people do.
That's right. She is not a land person. She thinks she's going to be a land person. You can't switch races like that. They tried that in that one movie. They didn't go well.
What movie?
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the dude being the dude playing the other dude. So,
what a movie.
And what is the name of the freaking Little Mermaid's place? Under the sea, all the fish and crustaceans talk, have developed a highly complex civilization, and are afforded civil rights. Can you believe that?
Mm.
They're not slaves, and they don't fight for their food, but they are attendees of the royal family.
So they're peasants?
They're not peasants. They're in the servant roles. They cook the food, and they're people. They're the other people.
Are they people? I thought they were crabs.
They are crabs. They're sea people.
Oh.
Well, I can't say that now? Sea people.
I don't know. Hang on. Let me call my lawyer. Can we say sea people?
No, you can say sea people.
Oh, okay. I just got off the phone with him. We cannot. No, oh. We cannot say sea people because we live on land.
Oh, so they're surface challenged. The surface challenged creatures of.
I mean, you could just call them sea creatures.
I guess.
I think that's what science calls them.
Did you know sea creatures?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go with it.
You did know sea creatures?
I know a few.
Oh.
They usually wash up on the beach, like horseshoe crabs.
Yeah.
They're always on a beach, upside down. Like, yeah, their legs are flipping around.
Would you believe that they were performing lavish musical numbers just hours before they washed up on the beach?
I could believe that. I could believe that because, like I said, horseshoe crabs are still kicking their legs like they're dancing when they're washed up on shore, like, upside down.
Well, Miss Stalker, Ariel, has been stalking Prince Eric. She should know this, that they have these dance parties, then they go to land, and then they die. And then she's watching everybody eat, her servants. She doesn't say anything. Don't you think she would have said something?
You would think.
But no, she doesn't care. She's only thinking of herself.
How rude. So she just lets him go die.
Yeah, and then she goes to dinner with him too because she marries Prince Eric, and then she's just having a good old time while everybody's fighting with, what's his name, Sebastian.
Look, if you tell me right now that she eats flounder, I'm going to be upset. That little yellow fish, that dude was cute.
She wouldn't do it, but then she wouldn't mind if anybody else does it either.
Dark.
Isn't that messed up?
What in the world? I don't even remember that.
You think if she had some sort of royal clout, then she would stop this murdering of her friends and subjects. But no, the whole thing. She's only thinking of herself. The stupid fork,
ooh,
brush, comb thing.
I didn't know you were going fork there. That was a long F. And then I said, oh my fool. God, what is he about to say?
Fool.
You said fork.
Or stupid fork.
Oof. Man, a Little Mermaid, that is some weird stuff. Have you seen the, I don't know, have you seen the poster? Is it the poster for the Little Mermaid?
Or Little Mermaid? The new one? The live action one?
It was the poster for the Little Mermaid. The one we're talking about.
Oh. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Should we even say it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a dick in the castle. There's a wiener. If you
his name is Eric.
No. One of the towers is a wiener. And it's straight up the middle, it looks like.
Mm. Like how? That's not, you can't look at that and not see that.
Yeah, it's hard to see when you're looking at the poster. But when you look at the poster and then you see side by side of the poster and that tower, it's...
It's full on male genitalia.
Yeah.
Do you know where else that comes up?
No, where?
Also, in A Little Mermaid, is the scene where Ursula has turned herself into Vanessa and brainwashes Eric. And they go to get married, and the priest is out there, too. So there's Ursula done up as her human form, and there's Eric. He's mind-controlled by her. And the preceding bishop, is that what he is? Whatever he is, the person who's marrying them. He's a little excited about it.
Really?
Yep. Did you see that one?
Maybe he really liked what Eric was wearing. Oh, I do see it.
There it
My
is.
My God. What in the world is that?
What?
So their excuse was that the priest had knobbly knees, which owed to the confusion.
Knobby knees does that? Folks, this is not a knee.
If
you can see right at the top of his waistband, the like zipper line comes out. Like that's clearly it was meant.
It's clearly excitement.
Why is he so excited?
Well, like you said, he's excited about Prince Eric.
Look, Eric, he looks like a stud in this. You know what I mean? Look at him all dressed up all nice. Who wouldn't be?
So you're defending the enthusiasm by the officiator.
Well, I mean, if I was to do a wedding and a dude was dressed up like that, I don't know what's going to happen. I might have to sit down.
Cold showers, baseball. Cold showers, baseball.
Baseball.
Naked pictures of B. Arthur.
The Phillies? What about them Phillies? Stinking it up, bro. Actually, at the time of this recording, they're doing a little better.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit.
For them. All right, so, ready to move on from Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
I think I am. Everybody's eating her people. It's messed up. People are getting excited about other people. And so has the whole damn castle. So, Snow White came out in 1938. Okay? We know what Snow White's about. What?
That's in 1938.
Yeah. That was quite some time ago. Dude, we're actually... I think this was Disney's first, like, animated feature. Yes, it was. And Technicolor and all that. We are damn close to that 100-year mark.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like, not too far. I mean, realistically.
Right. That... I mean, we're... Fairly young, strapping lads. We'll probably see the 100th anniversary of Snow White.
Well, not me. No, I'll be dead. I'll give myself 5 years. I'll be dead. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. The kids can go to college on the life insurance.
Yeah.
All right. How admirable of you. That's very admirable.
I love burritos. I love cheeseburgers. I love my family, but those burritos at Chipotle, man, they are so good. A little hot sauce on them.
4.5 years from now, you'll just be running on burritos and beer. That's all that's going to keep you alive for a few months after that.
Yeah, BBs.
The BBs.
Burritos and beer.
You're going to lose all your teeth? They're going to have to blend it together for you?
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of blending food together, now that I think about it.
Ooh, let's hear it.
A friend of ours is...
A friend of ours?
Well, you've met her. Where she works, she had to, a nursing home wanted to have a special treat for all the old people. What else you want to call them? the retirees. Sure, we'll call them retirees. All them folks without the Watts.
The Watts. The Wise.
Yeah, those guys. They wanted to get a tree for them. So they decided to go to Burger King, and they brought a blender. We're going to need this number of Whoppers. We're going to need this number of fries. Nobody can see this, but you are shaking your head because I'm pretty sure you know where this is going.
I can imagine.
All right, take the cola and put it in with the Whopper. Blend it up.
No.
We're going to take some fries and the ketchup, little cola, blend it up. Boy, howdy, did those retirees love that.
No. They loved it?
Yeah. That's what she said. They were ecstatic about it. They've never done it since.
Tell her to send you a picture, or it did not happen. If she sends you a picture, it's going on Bring On The Weird at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
All the places.
All of them.
In fact, we'll get somebody's password and just share it on their stuff, too. We'll give it to somebody else. Post this on your stuff, too. This is how horrifying it is.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did the same thing in a number of cartoons.
Blended up all their food?
Actually, you want to talk about eating food?
All right.
Going as far back as 1932, there's a Three Little Pigs cartoon where it shows the three little pigs.
Yeah.
In the background, it shows a framed picture of sausages, and underneath it says, Father.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Disney did not care then. So 1932 is when they did that, you said.
1932.
1938 is when Snow White came out, and that was a good message, right? We'll just find this sleeping lady in the woods, and we're just going to kiss her. Happily ever after.
Well, let's rewind. I don't know if this 1932, I don't know if it's Disney or not.
Oh, okay.
It's just a cartoon.
One of those guys. So. Well, still, animation, they didn't care.
Excuse me.
But in 1943, Disney took those characters that they did in Snow White and put them in this animated video. Well, it was a short, an animated short called The Winged Scourge. And what they did in that was they showed how mosquitoes work and how they spread malaria. And then they showed Snow White and the dwarves showing how to prevent mosquitoes. And what they did was they'd go through this pond, through this stream, and then just start chopping down weeds and cattails and the stuff that's growing in the pond. So the fish could then eat the mosquito larva. And then right after that, they wanted to prevent the mosquito larva from coming back at all. So they just went ahead and spread oil right on the water. Disney is telling people how to destroy the environment so that they can prevent mosquitoes.
Well, so why was everybody so upset at BP? They just listened to Disney. They were trying to get rid of all the mosquitoes.
All at once.
Yeah, we don't want to get malaria. Let's spill all the oil out there. That was forever ago. This joke is so dated, but I'm going with it. They were just trying to get rid of the mosquitoes.
There's a major problem with just spreading oil. Kill everything else. You can't kill everything else. What's the matter with you? Then you got to clean up the ducks after you kill all the mosquitoes. You got to clean up the fish, or not. And then the fish are already oiled then. Then you just throw them in a frying pan. They're already good to go, right?
How am I going to go noodling for my catfish when you put oil all over the water tops? I can't put my arm in a catfish mouth when you put Earl all over the place.
Exactly.
All right. Sorry, that was my cousin. He stepped in here.
What's his name?
Billy Joe.
Billy
Get out
Joe.
Of here. Go away. Come on. Get out of here, Billy Joe.
Get on out of here. Get on out of here.
Sorry, folks. He's gone. He went upstairs.
Isn't it sad that Billy Joe is the voice of reason here?
Well, I mean, he makes a good point. You can't stick your arm down a catfish mouth.
Hey, there's oil in the way.
Yeah. They're all dead. Plus, they're not going to bite your arm with oil all over it.
No. And then we continue on to, after the oil's in the pond, in the stream, we're just going to go ahead and drain it. We'll just drain that pond and just send it on somewhere else. Damn everything else that's living in there. Frogs? Nope, don't care. Other grasshoppers are cool, but they can't go there, hang out in the pond. Because it's gone, Elijah. It's gone. This is the message Disney's sending. And then just, okay, I guess you can fumigate your whole house. And after you fumigated your whole house, what you need to do is take your garbage and just bury it and fill in the ponds. You don't want any place for the mosquitoes to start hiding, do you?
No. You chop out the stumps that have standing water. Any pond that has standing water, get rid of it, make it flow.
Fill it in. Throw your trash in there and then fill the whole damn thing in.
And then put a basketball court up. You're slam dunking like Shaq.
With no mosquitoes.
I would have to put the rim like 6 feet to dunk it because I'm super short. I say super short, but I'm not super short, but I could dunk on an 8-footer.
Put mine at 4.
So yeah, they're going to kill all the wildlife in this cartoon. They're going to kill all the wildlife.
Because they're trying to get rid of mosquitoes.
Look, I hate mosquitoes.
I hate mosquitoes too. I hate them. You fumigate and you bury ponds with your garbage in that. And that's how you're going to get rid of the mosquitoes.
But if I had to choose between mosquitoes and flies, what would you choose? Mosquitoes or flies to kill?
To kill?
Yeah, mosquitoes or flies.
Mosquitoes have got to go.
I'm going flies, dude.
Flies suck ass too, but mosquitoes will carry disease.
Yeah, but flies are gross.
You got your poo flies and you got your fruit flies.
The poo flies. If you get a poo fly in your house.
Those shiny bastards?
That's a battle. You chase that thing down all
those
night.
Those guys are quick.
You chase that thing until you kill it. You don't go to bed and say, all right, well, I couldn't find them. I'll just go to sleep and whatever. No. You
shiny,
fight that
flamboyant
battle.
Fuckers.
They're huge, too.
I know. Because if there's any little light, I know I fought with one I did not know it was in the house. Go to bed, and just the glow of my phone attracts a fly. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, I do. So I do a lot of grilling. So I'm in and out the back door.
Yeah.
A lot. And then flies come in. It's going to happen. Flies come in. And we had two of those poop flies in here one time. And I was like Rambo in here. The electric fly swatter in one hand. I had the manual one in the other hand. I was swinging around.
An assault rifle in your other hand.
Yeah, I held that one with my foot. My family, they ran upstairs. They were so scared. I was swinging around. I knocked the TV over. I punched holes in the wall. I was trying to get this fly.
Helicoptering.
Well, that's what I did. I called Trump. I said, drop the MOAB.
Oh, no.
On my house. He said, no, I can't do that. Not for the flies. And I said, all right. Well, what I ended up doing, I grabbed some C4. I grabbed one of the bomb-oms from Mario.
Yeah.
I put the C4 on the bomb-om, lit it on fire. Boom. No more flies.
Just like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any more walls in my house. But, I mean, there's no more flies either. So...
we're going to have to patent that.
Yeah, C4 on a bomb-om. The bomb-om blows up. C4 explodes. No more walls.
No more flies.
No more flies.
No more flies in your walls because there's no more walls.
Right. So now, really, the flies aren't inside. They're just, I mean, we just live outside now. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the cartoon.
I think that's all I got for Snow White. What else you got?
Just little ones here and there. Here's one, Flintstones one. So it's got Barney and Fred. They're sitting at a table.
Uh-huh.
This is also on thegamer.com. It says, during an exchange, Fred quips that Barney might need another head if he wants to look tall. Barney, undeterred in response, hits back by inquiring why he would need three heads.
So, that's messed up.
I mean, we don't have to explain that.
No.
You got one? He says, you might need two. He said, why do I need three? Or he said, you might need another one. Why do I need three? Come on, dude.
That's right on the nose.
Oh, I got a Powerpuff Girl one here, too. You remember that cartoon?
Yeah. Oh.
It's got the professor. He's leaning down to the three girls. And I guess they brought a friend home from school. He says, nice to meet you, Robin. I'm the professor. And then the blue girl, Bubbles?
Yeah.
She looks at the little girl and says, he made us in his laboratory by accident. The little girl looks at him and says, it's okay, professor. I was an accident, too.
That's not so bad.
No, it's not that bad, but it's an adult reference.
Like, yeah. And then the professor's just shocked.
I have one more. I don't know if you want to talk about the Johnny Bravo poster one.
Well, that's a big one.
You want to go there now?
Sure.
You want to end it on that?
Yeah, we'll do this one and then be done. We'll probably come back to this topic because there's some other ones that we didn't get to that are pretty nuts. But anyway, Johnny Bravo. So this episode aired on April 27th, 2001, and it was called Chain Gang Johnny. And everything was the usual except for one scene in the background, there was a poster that was visible, and on the poster there is a flaming skyscraper. And on top of the poster, there's the words, "Coming soon." And 2001, just a few months later, September 11th, 2001. That's a little eerie.
Yeah, it's weird. I think The Simpsons did something like that, right? Didn't they predict that?
A skyscraper that was on fire?
You know what? I could be wrong. There's so many things that The Simpsons predicted, so I could be wrong about that, but...
That one's crazy. I don't even know what was the poster for. Was it a movie poster or something?
I assume so. It looks like a movie poster.
Still, there are so many things in so many cartoons. It's crazy. Toy Story has stuff. We're definitely going to revisit this topic.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Maybe we'll. I don't know. I was going to say maybe when we do the Disney one, but I don't know. I guess we'll revisit the Disney cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know. I mean, the Disney park is crazy. Walt Disney himself was crazy.
Yeah, the origin of the park.
The many, many deaths that they cover up. I don't want to get into it too much, but I heard a story where a guy jumped a fence. He climbed the monorail. The security guard was like, "No, dude, get down. Get down." He did not listen.
Oh, no.
Got hit by the monorail and drugged like 500 feet.
Oh, no.
Just a bloody, disgusting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll talk about that, but there's a lot of that stuff.
Disney's going to get crazy.
Yeah. It's going to get real weird. But I think this is all we have for now, right? For this episode?
Oh, yeah. That's where we're going to end it with this episode. There is some deep stuff in other cartoons. We'll dig deeper. We did a whole bunch of like little things, but there's some deep stuff.
Yeah. It's weird. But anyway.
That's what we do. We bring on the weird.
That's right. Where can they find us?
So many places. Facebook, Bring on the Weird. Twitter, Bring on the Weird. Instagram. Is that it? So far, I think that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, go follow us. Send us a message. Send us a like. Go rate us on iTunes. Five stars.
You can do that now.
Yeah, rate us five stars on iTunes. I'm thinking about doing making stickers. So
okay.
I was thinking maybe like our biggest fans, somehow we can send them a sticker.
Okay. I like it.
So maybe give us a five star on iTunes.
Are you talking about a physical sticker?
Yeah, physical sticker.
We're going to need somebody's address?
Well, if they want it.
I don't know if I'm ready for addresses.
Send them to me. I promise not to come to your house.
We do not suggest putting your address directly on Twitter.
No, absolutely not. But if you want a sticker,
slide it in the DMs.
Anyway, so the sticker thing, we're going to work on that. But in the meantime, send us a five star on iTunes and wherever. I don't know where else you can rate us, but
I'm not sure where the rating goes, but the socials are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And the podcast can be found on Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher. Yeah, pretty much all the podcast things.
Yeah. Also, I realize I don't like saying this, if you Google bring on the Weird, we come up as like the number one thing.
What?
The first thing, yeah, you Google Bring on the Weird.
This I didn't even do myself. Are you lying to me?
No,
don't lie to me.
No, do it on your phone.
No, they're watching my phone. They know who I am on the phone.
Maybe Bring on a Weird podcast.
I just did it
the other day. You know what they're doing? They're trying to silence us because we know the truth. We're bringing the truth.
And the weird. The weird of the truth? Truth of the weird.
the truth is weird.
Mind blown. All right, anyway. Just straight up Google Bring on the Weird. You'll find us.
Just do it. It's like an echo. It's like I was yelling in a stadium or something. Anyway, I think this is it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Stay weird.
Yep. See you guys.